Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious, and that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Parent, and I hope that you're having your nice cup of tea. Let me try that again. I should hold the cup a different way. Yes. Actually, this isn't tea. It is actually coffee. Now, before some of you start questioning that remark, no, it actually is coffee. It is a... a very rich, dark, black coffee. Yes, I like to actually drink my coffee black. Except, of course, if I'm having a latte. Of course, you cannot have a black latte, you know, or a cappuccino. But as a rule, I prefer drinking black, strong coffee, which is my favorite of all time. No sugar and no milk. No sugar and no milk, so you can actually taste the bouquet of the coffee, and then you put a bit in your mouth and wait like this, right? Swirl it around, and then you can sniff it. And some of you at the moment are saying, wait a second, Keith, are you really drinking wine? No, it actually is coffee. Strong black coffee. Okay, very nice to have you with us again for another edition of the program. And we have how many more editions to go before we have a special one? Oh, actually, next week is the final regular one, the 24th of January. And then on the 31st of January and the 7th of February, we have two special programs. And I'll explain the reason why after we listen to our first piece of music today. The wonderful Julie Andrews from an album called Classic Julie on Broadway with a cockeyed Optimistic from the musical South Pacific.
People rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist, and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human falling on its face, hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart. But I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart.
The wonderful Julie Andrews from the Broadway musical South Pacific with a song, A Cockeyed Optimistic. I do consider myself a cockeyed optimistic. More cockeyed than optimistic. Anyway. Before we continue, I just want to tell you, of course, you probably heard the sad news this week. The legendary British pop performer David Bowie died from an 18-month battle with cancer at age 69. And this, he died actually just prior, a few days before his 69th birthday and releasing a new album. So we're going to take a listen now to two David Bowie tracks back to back. First, a classic song, Space Oddity, which is some track, of course, that many of you all know.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7
six, commencing countdown, engines on. Three, two, check ignition, one. And may God's love lift be off. With you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. Stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin. Underground.
passion, no love injection. Girl in the underground, you'll find someone true. Girl in the underground, the land so free. A crystal
Underground, David Bowie, and before that, Space Oddity, two of my favorite songs by Bowie. And just to remind you again, Bowie this week passed away at age 69 after an 18-month battle with cancer. And when I was choosing two of my favorite Bowie songs to use on the program today, I came across an interview that I did with Bowie in 1992. Yes, in 1992, I had forgotten about it. And I listened to a few seconds of it, and I actually will use it on the program, not this week, but in the future, and I'm thinking maybe around the holiday season. All right. You are listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, speaking of the holiday season, yes, another holiday season. We just got over one, and we're now in the midst of another one that will begin very, very shortly. Now, there's going to be a number of programs that will start transmitting on January the 31st. And the dates will be January 31st, 7th, and 14th. Now, the reason is, of course, very, very simple. On January the 26th, I'm heading back to Europe. And I'll be in Europe until the 9th or 10th of February, around that time. And then, of course, there's Chinese New Year. I think I even returned before the 9th, maybe the 7th. I have to check again. But anyway, the second week of February is, of course, Chinese New Year. So we're going to have a special edition of Happy Station for that as well. This year, 2016, is the year of the monkey. And when I was going through my archives, I came across a program that I did many, many years ago for China Radio International, when it was also the year of the monkey. So we're going to bring you that program. It's a lot of fun to listen to. It should be a lot of fun. I think it was from, I can't remember the year, 2003 or 2004 or 2002, somewhere around there. Anyway, it's a special program that I had put together for China Radio International for the year of the monkey. So we're going to use it here on Happy Station. Okay. Now, for the other weeks, the holiday weeks, we do have some special programs as well, but I don't want to tell you anything about it. You just have to tune in, and then you'll be able to find out what it is. When we return with a new show, actually, all the other shows are new, they're just pre-recorded well in advance, but when we come back for the 21st of February, another series of programs of traveling through Europe. Now, we had a lot of response from the ones that we did. And I thought, well, since I'm going to be there, we might as well just do it again. And people especially enjoyed the segments that we did on the street musicians. And this time I'm going to record some more of some wonderful street musicians in Germany, Holland, and France, and bring them to you when I return. Okay. Now, time for music again. Here is Dean Martin. Dean Martin with On an Evening in Roma.
Come bella c'è la luna, brilla strette, strette come butto, belle faste già. Sotto celle di Roma. Down each avenue, via street or strada, you can see them disappearing two by two on an evening in Roma. Do they take him for espresso? Yeah, I guess so. On each lover's arm, a girl I wish I knew on an evening in Roma. Though there's grinning and mandolining in sunny Italy, the beginning has just begun when the sun goes down. So please meet me in the plaza near your casa. I am only one and one is much too few on an evening in Rome. Don't know what country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you on an evening in Roma? Bella c'è la luna, brille strette, strette come butto, belle faste già, sotto cielo di Roma. Don't know what country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma, sotto cielo di Roma, on an evening in Roma.
On an Evening in Roma, Dean Martin here on the program. Well, as I have said a number of times before, we're now in our rainy season. Well, this actually gives me the perfect opportunity to work on my bicycles. Yes, I have a number of them, of course, because as you probably are aware, I do quite a bit of cycling. And somebody recently gave us the idea, well, why don't you do, you know, a happy station where you're cycling around Taipei and recording it? Well, actually, I have been doing that at various different times. So once I get enough material from that, we're going to schlep it all together. And a little bit of Yiddish for today. Schlep it all together. And we will bring you that program. So that should be quite interesting. So I've actually been using this opportunity of the poor rain to clean my most treasured bikes. And, you know, I'm a little bit stiff on that kind of thing. I like to keep them clean. I cannot bear riding a dirty bicycle. So usually after I ride, I will clean it. But then a few times a year, I'll do a massive clean where I take it apart in my flat and scatter it around the living room. Really, I mean, I have two bikes right now scattered everywhere in my living room with all bits and pieces and everything, cleaning each individual part and then reassemble them this weekend. I don't think I'll be able to enjoy them because the weather is going to remain yucky as it has been. So, well, maybe I'll be in luck. Last weekend, it was quite astonishing. We had two beautiful days. And then on Monday, it just turned out to be exactly the same, you know, ugh, kind of weather that we have been getting. I do hope that when I'm in Europe, the weather is nicer. Maybe there'll be a little snow. I haven't seen snow in a very, very long time, and I don't like the stuff at all. Well, let me rephrase that. I do like snow in the first day or second day. And you know when you get a big snowstorm, right, and it falls down? It's very beautiful. It is very beautiful. I remember a number of years ago, I was in Chicago in the United States, and there was a major snowstorm, and Chicago was quite beautiful with all the snow on the ground. There were no cars in the streets because everybody was told to stay home. And I went for a walk around 9, 10 o'clock in the evening, and it was quite pretty. The white streets with the street lamps and just people walking everywhere. It was really, really beautiful. But then, a few days later, it turned to gray slush, which is absolutely disgusting. Now, I do live in Taiwan, and I do have the opportunity to see snow. And you're saying to yourself right now, what, Taiwan gets snow? Actually, yes, there is a mountain range in the central part of Taiwan where it does snow at this time of year. In fact, it has been snowing quite a bit, but it is around 4,000 meters high. It starts around 4,000 meters high, and there actually is a fair amount of snow. And I always get funny looks from people when I say, yes, there's skiing and snowboarding in Taiwan. And there is, up in those mountain areas. Now, the snow itself doesn't last very long. It's usually from the end of December for about 3 or 4 months. And then as soon as the hot winds blow up from the Pacific region, well, of course, it's all gone again. And they do have resorts up there for skiing and snowboarding. But it isn't as good as, let's say, in places like Japan, which have a very good infrastructure for skiing and snowboarding. And they're now just starting to tap into it. Again, the season is so short. And some years, of course, are better than others. So they're trying to find a way to actually tap into that market. So maybe one day, you know, when you hear somebody say, yes, I'm going to go skiing, and then you ask them the question, well, where are you going to go? Switzerland, the south of France, Germany. And they go, no, nowhere in Europe. Oh, you're going to go to Asia. Yes, Japan. Japan has some wonderful skis and snowboard slopes. And I go, no, we're going to go to Taiwan. And then the reaction will be, what? Yes, there is. And I haven't been there myself yet. And it's only because, as I said, the infrastructure for the resorts that are up there is not very good right now. So it's a little bit difficult to get to. Because when it does snow a lot, because of the lack of snow removal equipment, well, this is Taiwan, however, sometimes it is difficult to get to. But hopefully that will change in the future. Time for music again, and we're going to go to Scotland this time with a group called the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. This is from a CD that came out a number of years ago called Highland Cathedral, and it's a weird mixture of songs. I mean, they have the theme song to the movie Titanic, The Last of the Mohicans, and some other ones. So there are some pop songs on here as well. But we're going to listen to something which is very, very Scottish indeed. The kind of thing that if you are making a drama or documentary about Scotland, you probably will hear at some point in the film or play in the film if you're making it yourself. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, performed by the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards from the album Highland Cathedral. Just before the end of the year, as I was channel surfing, I realized a whole new selection of channels that I just came across by accident because they had been added to our service. They're BBC Lifestyle, BBC Entertainment, another BBC channel, which I can't remember, and another one. And, of course, BBC News, well, that's always been there. Warner Television, and a channel called Hits TV, which is from Singapore. And this actually is a very, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun because the whole schedule is made up of classic television programs from the 70s and 80s. You know, programs like The A-Team, Knight Rider, Three's Company, and many, many others. The X-Files as well is there. So I've been watching some of the old episodes again, which is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. But there is one television series that I never quite understood why it was as popular as it was when it first was on, and why it became so popular in syndication. The series, of course, is called Friends. Now, if you haven't heard of it, then you're probably you probably haven't been living on another planet, because the show has been syndicated around the world in various different languages. But I never understood it. It isn't funny. It is in no way comparable with series like MASH or Taxi, Frasier or Cheers. And everything seems to be very predictable. Now, if anybody has never seen a sitcom before, well, then you really have been living on another planet. But there's a certain way of acting in a sitcom. It's very different from anything else. There's a certain style of acting that you use in a program like that. Sometimes it's very subtle. For example, in Cheers or Taxi or Frasier and others. But in Friends, it is so over-the-top bad acting, I have to say, that I just don't get it. Every plot seems predictable. Now, I never watched the show when it was in first run. I never caught it in syndication. And then this past week, I was up very, very early in the morning, around 5 o'clock. I just took the dogs for a walk. I came back. I was having a cup of coffee, and I went, well, I have nothing to do for an hour. Oh, Friends is on, and they're showing two episodes back to back. Let me watch it. I didn't get it. I mean, I got the plot, but it was infantile and completely stupid. It was dumb. It was just completely dumb. Every joke was predictable. Now, I seriously doubt that if you watch a series like MASH, that you would get the same thing. But there were, you know, there's certain programs from that period that Friends was done, even before that. I never quite understood why they were popular at the time, because they were just not funny. Another program that they're running is Different Strokes with Conrad Bain, the late Gary Coleman, and Todd Bridges. I never understood that one either. It's just not funny. There were so many other better shows from that period. One of my favorite shows of all time is Seinfeld. And people have this misconception that this show was canceled. Actually, it wasn't canceled. It's just that Jerry Seinfeld and the cast members of the series said, you know what, we're at the top of the ratings, so we're going to end it now, which is what they did. They ended it themselves. They could have continued for another two seasons, but they didn't want to, because they felt that the show had run its course and things would have become more predictable and it would have got a slump in the ratings, so they ended it themselves. Now, that show is brilliant because, as people call it, it's really the show about nothing. And sometimes you have four or five different plots going at the same time, which is rather unusual, especially for an American sitcom. I mean, a show that did have many plots going in it as threads, and then they all kind of joined together at the end, was something like Fawlty Towers by John Cleese. And Seinfeld is almost the same style, in that there's maybe four or five different plots going at the same time. They cross over each other. They cross each other again. They go parallel. They cross over. And then they all come together at the end of the program. Sometimes it's over three episodes when they do ARC programs. But that's quite, it was brilliant. Friends, on the other hand, I just didn't get. I mean, it was just, oh, completely loony. And loony in a bad way. Loony in a bad way. And this show has been extremely popular even outside the United States. And the only thing I can think of, especially if any Americans are listening right now, you should feel embarrassed that Friends has been syndicated. There are so many other better programs than Friends. Now, Hits TV is also running some other very classic programs. And you can tell a good series when, if you watch it 20 years later, it doesn't seem dated. Now, there are some aspects of, let's say, Taxi that... Well, Taxi doesn't seem that dated in the way the program is done. Maybe some of the fashions, yes. Like the Golden Girls. The fashions definitely show the time period of that show. But others like MASH, of course, well, that takes place during the Korean War, so you can't really date something like that. And speaking of MASH, which I'm a big fan of, I've heard the strangest things. They said, well, if the Korean War lasted 3 years, how come the series went over 10 years? That doesn't make sense. Well, actually, no, it does. It's called television, right? It's called television. And most of the episodes of MASH, you could watch five episodes, and maybe those five episodes or 10 episodes, whatever, happened in a period of a month or even 3 weeks. You know, that's kind of how it works. So it doesn't matter if you have something that, it only happened, it was 1 year, but they made a whole series out of it for 11 years or whatever it was. It doesn't work like that, but some people can't really think about that. Now, that show is witty and it is funny. It is funny. I mean, the characters themselves. Myself, even though I liked the first three seasons, when McLean Stevenson played Henry Blake, a great character, my favorite ones are when Sherman Potter came in, B.J. Honeycutt, and Charles Emerson Winchester. Those were actually my favorite ones. Those were my favorite ones. There was a lot more character development, especially after Alan Alda became one of the driving forces behind the show after beginning around season four. And of course, who can forget Frank Burns? But you know, Frank Burns, that character played by Larry Linville, he decided to leave the series because he felt that Frank Burns had gone as far as it can go. And he was right. I mean, it wouldn't have made sense to actually continue it because you have to introduce new characters in it to continue. Now, sometimes when that happens on a program, when they introduce new characters, the show doesn't work at all well. But depending on how it's done. Getting back to Friends. Friends could have recast the whole show. But as long as they kept the same writers and the same creative people behind it, I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's hideous. It is absolutely hideous. So why somebody enjoys it, I don't know. Okay, that is my little pet peeve for today. But also, Hits TV is a fantastic channel. I don't know. No, it is from Singapore, and you do see it on satellite services and cable services in Asia. So if there are any listeners right now in East Asia and Southeast Asia, do watch it because they're running some wonderful, wonderful programs. Okay, time for more music again. Speaking of actors, Walter Matthau. Yes, that's not a name you hear too often associated with music, but he did sing once. Or a couple of times. And this is from the original soundtrack to the movie Hello Dolly with It Takes a Woman.
It takes a woman all powdered and pink to joyously clean out the drain in the sink. And it takes an angel with long golden lashes and soft Dresden fingers for dumping the ashes. Yes, it takes a woman, a dainty woman, a sweetheart, a mistress, a wife. Oh, yes, it takes a woman, a fragile woman, to bring you the sweet things in life. The frail young maiden who's constantly there for washing and blueing and shoeing the mare. And it takes a female for setting the table and weaning the ginsey and cleaning the stable. Yes, it takes a woman, a dainty woman, a sweetheart, a mistress, a wife. Oh, yes, it takes a woman, a fragile woman, to bring you the sweet things in life. And so she'll work until infinity. Three cheers for their amenity. God bless them, I mean, I tea.
And in the winter, she'll shovel the ice and lovingly set out the traps for the mice. She's a joy and treasure, for practically speaking, to whom can you turn when the plumbing is leaking?
To that dainty woman, that fragile woman, that sweetheart, that mistress, that wife,
that womanly wife.
Oh, yes, it takes a woman,
a husky woman,
to bring you the sweet things in life. Oh, yes, it takes a woman, a dainty woman, a sweetheart, a mistress, a wife. Oh, yes, it takes a woman, a fragile
Sweet. Walter Matthau singing with It Takes a Woman. Reading the production notes on the new version of this soundtrack that has been released, the vocals that he was doing weren't recorded in the studio. They were actually recorded on set in the same process that Rex Harrison used in My Fair Lady. He was fitted with a special microphone and sang on set. It Takes a Woman, Walter Matthau. You are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Our email address is very simple, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Now, we do have time for a little bit more music. I want to at least fit in two full songs before we end off today. So we're going to have now one of my favorite ska singers, Desmond Dekker. Now, this was a song that was originally written and made famous by Jimmy Cliff. But Desmond Dekker also did a version of it. You can get it if you really want.
Succeed at last. Yeah. Persecution, you must fear. We don't lose, you gotta get your sheep. You've got your mind set on a dream. You can get it, the heart it may see now. You can get it if you really want. You can get it. Try and try. You'll succeed at last. Don't you know it? Listen, Rome was not built in a day. Opposition will come your way. But the hotter the battle you see, is the sweeter the victory. Try. You'll succeed at last.
get it if you really want, but you must try, try and try, try.
Desmond Dekker covering the Jimmy Cliff classic, You Can Get It If You Really Want, from a movie of which I can't remember right now. Oh yes, The Harder They Come. That's it, The Harder They Come. Anyway, we are nearly out of time. So we hope that you'll join us again next week on the program for more music. I've had a little bit too much coffee today. It's making me a little bit hyper. Yes. I should have another one. Yes. Good to be hyper. It is good. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Anyway, once again, PCJQSL at PCJmedia.com is our contact details. Last week on the program, we told you about the passing of Natalie Cole. We're going to take a listen now to Natalie Cole singing a duet with Tony Bennett from the album Tony Bennett Playing With My Friends. Bennett Sings the Blues. Here they are together doing the standard Stormy Weather. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
I walk around heavy-hearted and sad.
Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad.
Rain pouring down,
blinding every hope I had.
This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad.
Love.
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 This misery is just too much for me. Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather
since my gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time.
Life is bad, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather.
I just can't get my poor self together. So weary all the time, all the time.
The since he went away, all the blues walked in and met me.
If she stays away, old rocking chair's gonna get me.
All I do is pray that the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather
since my gal and I.
Raining all the time,
yeah. All the time. his gongs.